Support for this episode comes from Signature Bank.
Hey, this is Gary Head at Signature Bank of Arkansas. 20 years ago, we set out to build something different. A community bank that knows your name, values relationships, and gives our bankers the authority to serve you the way that you deserve. From our first location in Fayetteville to now serving families, farms, and businesses across Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Harrison, Brinkley, and Jonesboro, we've grown, but our mission remains the same. Local, personal, trusted. With 210 passionate teammates and growing, we're proud to serve all of our communities, including through Banco C, our bilingual banking services in Rogers and Springdale. Whether you're starting your own business, buying a home, or planning for the future, Signature Bank is here for you. Call us today at 479-684-3700 or visit us online at signature.bank. And be sure to tell us you heard about us right here on I Am Northwest Arkansas.
This episode is brought to you by FindItNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FindItNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FindItNWA.com.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn, and I'm here today in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Excited to bring you another episode of the podcast. I'm especially excited today because it's not often that I get to trade stories with somebody else that's in the trenches like me here in Northwest Arkansas that saw a need and decided to fulfill that need. And I am speaking of the founders of NWA Daily, Luke Brazel, Daniel Fritchie, and Tad Moore. And these guys, I connected actually with Luke and Daniel several years ago, Daniel reminded me, and we sat down at ONF, shout out to the co-op, and had a coffee and talked about some of the ups and downs of doing a regular newsletter and just really just trying to connect with people here in Northwest Arkansas. And, you know, those of you that know this podcast and listen on a regular basis, you know I created this because it was a podcast I would have wanted to listen to in 2014, but it didn't exist. And so I created it in 2019. And I can only imagine that, you know, Luke, Daniel, and Tad probably sat down and said, you know, we want to have a really good newsletter for Northwest Arkansas. And with their shared experience and background and history at the U of A and just higher education pursuits, they decided that, you know what, why not get started with the NWA Daily as a function of sharing all of the amazing things that are happening here in Northwest Arkansas. And so a lot of you probably subscribe to them already, and I thank you for that. And for those of you that don't subscribe to them already or are under a rock somewhere, have never heard of the NWA Daily, well, this is going to be your introduction episode. So I really hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation that we're about to have with Luke, Daniel, and Tad. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Thank you.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a hot day today as we record this. And so it's nice to be in a little AC as we have this conversation. So, and I don't know where you want to start, but Luke and Daniel, I know you guys were the front people to get this thing off the ground. I'd love for you maybe kind of to share the origin story of the NWA Daily newsletter.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having us. It was actually, I give Daniel the credit, right? It was kind of his idea. And then he drugged me into it. And so,
You love that?
Yeah, I love it. It's a great partnership, right? Yeah. That's how all good stories start.
Right.
I, at the time, was employed with a local group in Bentonville, and we were doing a lot of work from the community, whether it was being involved with elections, putting on events, developments, grand openings. There was the significant amount of just energy around Northwest Arkansas. Daniel and his wife moved up from Little Rock shortly after that. And he kept coming to me saying, Luke, what's happening this weekend? Luke, how do you know about local elections? Luke, what new restaurants here? What can I try? And eventually he has the idea. He goes, well, why don't, you know, if you just put together a newsletter, I'll send it out. And so that was kind of really how the idea started was we saw a need, Daniel saw a need of someone who moved to the region recently and said, Luke, why don't we do this together and create something unique?
I love that. And were you inspired at all? But were you reading a regular reader of any other newsletter that maybe inspired you? Or did you literally start from scratch with this in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, both of us had talked about how we were fans of what Morning Brew did on a national scale for business. And we had heard about some other newsletters. There was one in Canada randomly that we heard about. That does something like this, similar size metro areas, Northwest Arkansas, it was in Victoria, Canada. So when I brought it to Luke, we were kind of like, have no idea how much of a business this could be, you know, given we're focused on a specific area.
Yeah.
But I felt the need as someone who didn't know what was going on and who was just moving back to the area and wanted to connect. I felt the need for something to be there for that. And there just wasn't really any convenient way to get that information. So Luke, when he agreed to this with me, he was like, well, we'll give this a try for 6 months. Let's see how it goes 6 months in and we'll reevaluate.
But before he even said yes to the idea, I thought it was kind of crazy because I was like, who's actually going to read this, right? Who's going to open this? And I followed Morning Brew and a couple other local newsletters or a couple other national newsletters. And I was like, who's actually going to read this? And local, it just seems kind of, it seems too small. There's only 400,000 people here at that time. That next day, one of the national newsletters I followed was Axios. That next day, they announced they were expanding into 5 local markets.
And now, Northwest Arkansas was one of them.
Well, not yet. Oh, not yet. Yeah, okay. Maybe we can get to that point. But it was like San Diego, Miami, Denver, Minneapolis. And so I picked up the phone and called Daniel. I was like, all right, let's do this.
So that was your inspiration, really, once you saw that, okay, they're seeing a market in there. Because I think when Axios decided to do that and they expanded, I mean, they had a whole focus of just like creating a bunch of newsletters and rolling them up into one conglomerate, which we now see as Axios. And I mean, it's been pretty successful because they are the heralders of news in so many even second and third tier markets that, you know, you wouldn't normally go into and just open up a brand new newspaper. So the technology being what it is today affords you the ability to very quickly enter into a market and get an impact it quickly.
Yeah, it was a unique opportunity and we jumped at it. So we started it, I think, initially writing it and sending it to ourselves in October 2020. And we were highlighting local startups. We were highlighting new restaurants, old restaurants, anything that we thought would be appealing to someone who maybe recently moved here or moved here over the past couple of years and was discovering the area. Our first subscribers were our parents. We told them over Thanksgiving. And then we quickly subscribed all of our friends, whether they knew it or not. So
Just added their emails. Just added their emails.
We grabbed their phones from them and absolutely. Signed them up. They still joke about that with us.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we were just telling everyone we knew about it, kind of from November on, 2020. So
man, and so were your expectations that did you see yourself where you are today versus then at that point in time, or were you just like literally taking it one day at a time?
The fact that we have an employee, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess that's true.
Because I don't think you got, when we met, you didn't have, I don't think Tad was working with you guys then. That was a while ago. It was like over 3 years ago. So
yeah, because I just joined the party 2023.
April
2023.
And that's, I think anybody listening to this, especially when you have a business and if you are a solo practitioner or a partnership and like everybody, you're each carrying an equal weight. And then you finally bring somebody else into the equation. That's typically a big deal, right? And they saw fit to bring you in, Tad, and have you kind of run things on a daily basis and be the glue that keeps everything together.
Yeah, he's the heartbeat behind it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So does a great job with it.
It's crazy because like when I read it, I'm always thinking about you. I'm like, oh, how's Tad writing this? What, you know, what's he thinking?
And he's so private too, right? Yeah. But he's got such a big personality.
Yeah, well,
it shines through.
Yeah, it does shine through. Well, and we have some mutual friends, and so I've seen him in other elements, and so it's kind of cool to see somebody doing something that they really enjoy doing. And I think that does make a difference, and it shows because I really enjoy opening up your email every morning, checking it out. It's like one of the first things that I do in the morning after I read my Bible app. So, you know, and then it's just, I just go on about my day from there. So
I love it. Well, thank you. Well, it's you and 35, 36,000 other subscribers. And
which is insane
because
those numbers have grown quickly. And I'm always a numbers guy. So of course, like when I started my podcast, I was like, man, I'm just looking for four or five people to listen. Right.
Right,
and then
right.
All of a sudden like, you get a bunch of people listening. And you said something earlier that I think shouldn't be lost on this audience is that, you know, we are theoretically in a smaller market, right? Northwest Arkansas, as fast as we're growing, even though we're one of the top 100 MSAs in the country, we're still a small market when you compare it to other places. I grew up right outside of New York City. When I think of like the number of eyeballs on things in a space like New York City and the impact that it makes, you know, we only have a small group of people, but this area is going to continue to grow. We're supposed to be 1,000, 1 million people by 2045. Maybe even, I think it's going to be sooner personally, but we'll see what happens. But I mean, Walmart's not going anywhere. None of these big Fortune 1 or Fortune 500 companies are going anywhere. So we're going to continue to see the growth of people coming to this area, not just looking for a better life, not looking for a better career opportunity, but just there's something about this area that's special. And it's going to continue to draw people to it. And you're finding ways through the newsletter to tell some of those stories that really resonate with people that are both on the ground as well as those that are potentially coming here to call Northwest Arkansas home.
Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, a lot of companies and organizations that, you know, sub 1 million person market sizes don't necessarily make sense for them.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, that is actually like the case. I would argue that a lot of sub 1 million person regions for newsletters like this aren't the best, you know, places for that either. But there is something special about Northwest Arkansas and how dynamic it is and how quickly it's growing and just like the excitement that makes people excited to hear about what's happening and want to keep up with what's going on and kind of have to stay plugged in.
They do. And you make a good point earlier, because as I was thinking about what you were saying about this area, you know, when I originally started my podcast, I said, well, you know, there's not a big audience here, right? Because I'm not going to get a lot of people listening. And even in my head, I was thinking, well, there's 500,000 people here, but I have friends that have podcasts that are nationwide. John Lee Dumas is a friend of mine. He's got people all over the world listening to this podcast. Another friend of mine, Donald Kelly, has people listening all over the world. Pat Flynn. I mean, these people have huge audiences and their niche is everywhere almost based on their topic that they focus on. My niche is Northwest Arkansas. Your niche is Northwest Arkansas. So there's a very finite number of people that are actually interested in what we're dealing with right here. So
in so many ways, it's cool though. Like curating and writing the newsletter, it almost does itself though, because there are so many cool things happening in the area.
Yeah.
And so it's a rare week of the year whenever there's not much to include in the newsletter. We're kind of digging like, what can we write about? But I definitely feel lucky in that sense of it's not hard to find cool stories going on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that, I mean, there's always something to write about. And I think you guys have found a really well run model to get the message out about what's happening here in Northwest Arkansas. And you continue to, I noticed that you make continuous tweaks to that model and you continue to refine it. And so along those ways, I mean, how have you, you know, how do you grade yourself in terms of what you're putting out and how you continue to perfect that?
It's a great question. And I'm sitting here laughing because whenever Daniel and I were doing this for the first year, 2 years,
yeah,
we truly thought we were having an A+ product. We hired Tad and we realized, seeing this as Tad's strength, Daniel and I really had a C+, B- product, and Tad just took it to the next level.
To the next level.
Yeah.
We were getting by.
We were getting by.
We didn't realize it until we saw Tad. Tad's always, as you mentioned, you know, like kind of you see different tweaks in the newsletter. Tad's coming up with kind of all of those ideas. And so it's fun when we, you know, open up the newsletter and it's like, oh, that's a new little section that Tad has put in there. And it's just things that we wouldn't have thought of before. And so it's really cool to kind of iterate on those and see those iterations kind of come to life too.
Yeah, I love that. So Tad, tell me a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I grew up here in Northwest Arkansas, lived about a block from the Bentonville Square before it was cool. And then we
probably wish
up.
You bought a couple pieces of property well, back in the day, right?
Something my dad kicks himself for because he used to have several. And then we moved. And then we moved out to Rogers. Man. And every time we drive through Bentonville, there's a little bit of regret. But
a small dry tear.
Yeah, small tear rolls down the cheek. But no, we moved out towards Beaver Lake. And that was so fun getting to grow up out there, running around in the woods and being on the water a lot. Graduated from Heritage High School, go War Eagles. And then came down to the U of A. But after college, I took a job working with a church in Fayetteville doing student ministry. Loved that. I love getting to work with that age group of students, help them figure out just who they are and what they're good at. And then knew Luke and Dan just from college. And my wife actually is responsible, I think, for getting me kind of first plugged in with them because she was hanging out with Daniel's wife, Olivia, who mentioned that they needed help writing for like a 2-week stretch. And she kind of signed me up. And it was great. 2 weeks went by really fast and then kind of turned into another month and let's go through till Christmas and kind of just doing that on the side. And I really loved it. So it was really special getting to kind of finally have the conversation of, hey, what would it look like to jump in full time with this? Mad respect for Luke and Daniel and what they've built. And even Luke mentioned earlier, but just being able to hire somebody I think is so cool. It's kind of, I think even awakened like a entrepreneurial thing in me where I'm like, that would be so cool to do one day. Just kind of being on the receiving end of it. Because it's been just a cool life-changing thing for me and my family to get to step into this and enjoy it and get to use some writing skills and keep sharpening those through this experience has been really, really cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you bring up a good point because a lot of times people work at places where they can't be entrepreneurial, right? And I always call them intrapreneurs. Mm-hmm. These are individuals with entrepreneurial mindsets that work within the confines of an organization. That's kind of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So you are an entrepreneur. You're just, you know, in the clothing of a regular employee, but it gives you in most cases, the carte blanche to try new things.
Sure.
Right? It's why Google gives 20% of their time to their staff to break some things and create something new. So that's how Gmail was created. Huh. The list goes on and on. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there. So it doesn't surprise me that you've been able to come up with some really unique things in the time that you've been there.
Sure.
Tad's a huge help and kind of testimony to where we are today with the newsletter and our subscriber base and our engagement is we couldn't have gotten it this far without him.
Yeah.
And being taking this from 0 to 1, right? And Tad's taking this from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Right. So he's been a huge help in that aspect of it. And now going back to your original question, are we surprised it is what it is today? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you'd have told me we would have an employee and being able to provide just an income for someone to do something they love and to explore their passions, never would I've seen that as an opportunity. And so that's a testament to Northwest Arkansas and the subscribers we have. So we're super, super thankful for them.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And so let's talk a little bit about the content that your subscribers are receiving and how it has evolved over the years. Walk us through just kind of the foundational bones of the NWA Daily and what can readers expect Monday through Friday, right? Because you guys don't come out on the weekends or unless you you ever do a special? I don't think I've ever seen a special.
We haven't yet.
I think, didn't you do an email right after the tornado?
We did. Yes. I guess that would be the exception. It happened to be on a Monday that we had
that was
timing
Memorial
of it was
Day.
Unique because it was Memorial Day, which hate that it happened that weekend, hate that happened at all, but it was, it did provide a unique opportunity for us to kind of speak into that moment more where we didn't have a normal newsletter planned.
Yeah. I mean, I was thankful. I was out of the country at the time. And I was like, man, I sent you an email. I was like, man, can I share what you shared? Because sometimes it's like, you know, I know a lot of times everybody that's a creator wants to be able to lay their fingerprint on something. But sometimes somebody else's fingerprint is fine. It's like, let me see if they'll give me the ability to share because I'm always sharing my stuff. And I'm like, look, anybody that listens to this podcast and wants to use any of our episodes for the furtherance of something that you're working on that benefits Northwest Arkansas, I'm always here for that because I think there's something about that, right? And we should be able to help each other out like that.
Yeah, I don't know if we can link to that in the show notes, but we'd love to let your subscribers see that specifically that newsletter that came out after the tornado.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. It was really good. It was very thoughtful, very informative, and it was there was nothing but just like, hey, we're just here to help. And again, we, you know, if you have a resource, share that resource with us and we will share it out. And again, when, you know, like Uncle Ben said to Peter Parker, to whom much is given, much is required. So when you're given that responsibility, when you're given the eyeballs of 35,000 people, there is a responsibility there, right? Yeah. And you guys are certainly meeting that need here in the community. And I think it's important. So,
yeah, that, you know, seeing that, and the Ted actually kind of just took that upon himself and wrote that and put it out there. And, you know, Luke and I opened the inbox that morning and read it. And we were like, man, there wasn't a misplaced word in that whole thing. It was, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And I guess this episode is just like making Tad blush.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, keep it going. That's okay. Let's go. Keep it going.
But we kind of all sat back and just talked with each other about how thankful we are to have a platform to be able to help. Mm. Thankful we are to have, you know, Tad who can put those words together. Whereas Luke and I might have thought that it would be a good idea to do something, but wouldn't be confident about how to relay that message.
Yeah.
But that to us was one of the most fulfilling moments that we've had in the newsletter in such a hard time, though. But just having built something that, okay, this can help in some small way by connecting the community with each other.
Yeah. I always find it interesting because I'm always self-editing myself, if that is such a thing, because I'm always like, well, you know, I've got to be a certain way to people because I have a platform and people expect me to do that. But I still have to also be me, right? And if I care about something and something is important to me, you know, sometimes I wear my heart on my sleeves and I got to let people know about it, right? I'm not going to be, I have to be true to myself. And I think that's one of the challenges that in any space, but specifically in a space like this, as you're starting something up and in your mind's eye, you have this prototypical reader or listener or whatever that consumes your content on a regular basis. You're trying not to offend them. You're trying to keep them engaged. You're trying to keep them coming back for more. And you're also trying to get them to tell two other people about you.
Yeah, right. Well, it builds trust, right?
It does.
And
it does.
I think early on, we saw that maybe when we were around 5,000 or 6,000 subscribers, and we realized, oh, people actually trust us with this information, which put some weight on our shoulder, a healthy amount of weight on our shoulders to say, okay, people who are seeing this and reading it are believing it, right? And so we have a responsibility to be good stewards of that. I think Tad's done a fantastic job with it. But emails like that build trust with the audience. Yeah. And I think that's why this product has worked so well in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
Side note, I think the moment we realized that was when we wrote about a food truck in Rogers that, unbeknownst to us, had moved the locations and someone showed up to that food truck.
Oh.
And let us know.
Yeah, right.
We're like, oh, wow, people listen to us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you have to be mindful of that. Things do. And food trucks.
Changed. They got wheels.
They got wheels. So they typically do move around. So that's a really good point. So talk to me a little bit about some of your more interesting collaborations and partnerships that you guys have undertaken over time. Because I've noticed that you've increased that. I mean, you guys post jobs. You know, you share a lot of information out there that you sometimes don't always see in a lot of newsletters. So what has kind of sparked the unique nature of NWA Daily when it comes to some of the collaborations we see within the emails that we get every day, Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've just always kind of looked at things from the perspective of what do we feel like is missing just in our everyday lives? What do we think would be interesting to hear about? You know, you mentioned the jobs piece of it. And I think, you know, we've seen things like the Careers NWA website from NWA Council, and we share jobs from there. But we've also noticed, you know, small businesses don't have great access to a specific audience that really fits them, like their local audience for jobs that's really organic. And so that was just that was an example of something that we just saw and felt like there was a hole, and maybe we wouldn't be the whole solution for it, but maybe we could provide, you know, a little help there.
Yeah.
I think Tad. I mean, maybe the Cash calendar is a good example.
Yeah, that's been a fun collaboration of working with the team at Cash on them putting together an events calendar and knowing that's a lot of work of curating all of the events going on in the area and getting to work with them on kind of sharing that. And it's great for us because they've done some of the help and the work of organizing that and putting it in one place. And then we get to kind of use our platform just to turn up the noise a little bit and turn up the volume so it spread it out to a further reach. It's really fun seeing kind of on the back end of each email, we can see like, here's what people clicked on. And sometimes it's surprising of, oh, that was really interesting apparently to the community. And other times that you pick something and you're like, man, this is so cool. And then like 10 people click on it max. And you're like, well, right. I guess it wasn't cool. Well, I thought it was cool, just me.
Well, and the clicks do matter, right? Because that's your audience telling you, hey,
yes,
this
that metric's really
important.
Key.
Yeah. And so... And I always tell people, you've got to be aware of that. I'm constantly looking at the clicks that come through from my episodes, the show notes. Some things are more clickable than others. And so you want that stickiness when you're creating content to keep people coming back and to keep them engaged at the end of the day.
So. Yeah, I think we saw that, which kind of led to the job board and the event calendar because people were clicking on the events and the restaurant openings, and they want to know kind of what's happening in their neighborhood or in their community on the weekends. And so that was super easy for us to kind of lean into and say, okay, let's create this for our audience to have access to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, another thing that has kind of sparked maybe a different interest is realizing that we're not the experts in every type of content or maybe every topic in the area. And so, you know, we put some guides out there of things to do in the area, but it's been really fun. We've gotten to collaborate with some local organizations for specific guides. An example is like our kayaking guide, you know, some of our outdoors guides. There was a company called 37 North Expeditions.
And we were like, on the podcast.
And we're like, you know, they know way more about the outdoors than we do. So we should, you know, give them the spotlight to share about that. And we love doing that. It's really cool to like, you know, let people get the best content by partnering and collaborating with some other organization or company out there.
Yeah. Which is nice. And it's good because the one thing, and I'm sure you guys, and I want anybody listening to this that's thinking about moving here, here's one reason why you should consider coming to Northwest Arkansas. It's that the level of collaboration here, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, is on another level. People really, even if they are, if they even appear to be competitors of yours, still want to work with you and work some things out. So it's like, and that's the kind of thing that I have seen and I've lived all over. That's something that's really refreshing about Northwest Arkansas.
I totally agree with that. My wife and I talk about that all the time. When we go visit other places or talk with friends that live in other places, it's just amazing the level to which everyone here wants everyone to win.
Yeah.
Right. Like we may be competitive, but we want everyone to win. And there's like, you know, some other areas you kind of look at what other people are doing and, you know, it's like, well, if they're doing that well, then maybe I can't do as well.
Right.
It's kind of a scarcity type mindset. And here everyone's just, you know, wants everyone to win and collaborates because of that.
It's the old Zig Ziglar mantra. You help enough people get what they want, you'll ultimately get what you want. So, you know, and I think, and just in sharing that, just sharing the stuff that's going on. And I never struggle with that. I'm always like, oh man, you can find that on NWA Daily. You can find that on fill in the blank, you know, whatever program. And I always talk about other podcasts that people should listen to because I recognize that different strokes for different folks, that some people might be moved by something else that they hear, maybe not necessarily that I say. And so it's important to let folks know all the different things that we have available to us right here in Northwest Arkansas.
And just like the different ways that you can, I don't know, they kind of play into each other. Cause like, we'll look at, as we're curating all this stuff, I'm always so impressed by how fast Fayetteville Flyer is on the beat on just getting stories. It's totally amazing to me. I'm like, how did they know that so fast?
Yeah. And that's why I don't do news.
Yeah, it's like, we're never going to be able to do that. But what we've been able to do is, well, we can tell all the folks in Springdale and Rogers and Bentonville that. And hopefully that brings some people down here.
Yeah.
Same with all the news sites up in the other towns. It's kind of helping this area feel like, that's kind of the one strange things about the area too, is each town has its own little personality.
It does.
And they're really unique and have their own flair. And yet there's this sense that we're all one big thing. And I love that we've gotten to kind of help spread the word from each individual pocket to the others.
Yeah.
In Bentonville, there's one Bentonville Bulletin.
Bentonville Bulletin's doing
recently just launched. And it's just we're hyper local.
They're hyper
local. But it's needed, right?
Yeah,
and when you have a community like that, especially you know, there's a lot to dive into, everything from city elections to local events. And so we use those providers and those news sources as content for our newsletter to share to the region. And if you look at the region the past 10 years, I think now more than ever, we felt like a collective area. When before, when maybe we were in college or when Tad was growing up, each community was its own community. And it still is, yeah. But it's very much interwoven now. Mm. And I think as a region grows to a million people by 2045, it's going to feel like that even more so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's amazing too, because when you think of like what you guys have been able to do with your newsletter, and I'm just filling in the blanks with other programs that are here in this area, in a very short period of time, you have captured the minds and the eyeballs of a lot of people. And you have a really nice size audience, right? Whereas back in the day, everything was like, I delivered newspapers as a kid. I'm a little older than all of you guys, but I literally delivered newspapers as a kid. And I would wake up on Sunday morning and put the Sunday paper together. And for those of you that don't know, you had to put the comics in with the circulars in the middle of it and then go deliver that big, heavy newspaper, which nobody really does anymore, but it was a different time. And that was the only method of getting that information out there. And now it's changed.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to even call us a news company. I think we're more of a media company.
Yeah. Yeah.
News is something our parents watched on TV.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And so we're more of a media company.
But think about how people get their information now, though, right? Because they may read just a snippet or a segment from your newsletter, not to put too much pressure on you. And that may be the genesis of where they get their information before they maybe hopefully go down a longer path to discovering, oh, I know there's more to this story. Let me go research that and find out what that looks like.
Whenever we started NWA Daily, I was sourcing all the content for the newsletter from Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think I ended up going to follow 150, 175 accounts, all local accounts here that would put out content, yourself being one, right? And I think the value add is we still aggregate the content from all 150, 175 locations, businesses, nonprofits, communities, and put it into one free newsletter each weekday and deliver to your inbox.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Because again, for some people don't mind going out and searching for that information, but some people like to have it all wrapped up in a nice neat bow.
It's a full-time job.
And the bow wrapper is sitting right in front of me. Yeah. He's wrapping it every day.
I don't know. And even beyond our own newsletter, I've loved just the whole newsletter growth of finding ways that way, because it kind of gives you a little bit of the power back to curate your intake.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, we have social media as well, so I'm not knocking social media. It's important. It has its place. But all the change in the algorithm and stuff like that, sometimes you start getting fed stuff that you're like, I didn't want that. With an email newsletter, you can hit unsubscribe anytime you want.
Right.
And you have the power of, I know what comes into my inbox and who I subscribe to, and I can stop anytime. And I think that's a really neat place to kind of curate your media intake.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that through your email inbox.
And you know what I find is interesting, and you guys can probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I've noticed people that will unsubscribe just because, and it has nothing to do with you. It just means they may be just going to like inbox zero and they've said, we're going to unsubscribe from everything and start over again. So then you see that person's name back on your list like a month later and you're like, hey, wait. So, and it was, they were just really cleaning out their
inbox.
I've
totally done that.
So, yeah.
I've even sent a message one time to a guy I subscribed to. I was like, I don't even know if you read these, but I'll be back.
I'll be back. So yeah, it's funny because people think that. And honestly, there is still a tremendous amount of value for an email address. And people don't realize that, right? And I mean, you guys have discovered that. And like I said, I mean, you've amassed a really solid collection of it. What are you most excited about in terms of the trend of newsletters growing the way that they've grown over the past few years, right? And again, you know, traditional news outlets, other organizations, you know, they, you know, traditional media, it's, you know, they, newsletters have become a force to be reckoned with. I mean, they're brands. I mean, my man sold his brand to HubSpot and, you know, before trends and all that other stuff. And I mean, you're talking about $30 million later. I mean, this was something he created in his office, in his bedroom practically. So, You know, there's all kinds of tremendous opportunities nowadays that you didn't have even 10 years ago.
Yeah. One of the cool things, there's a couple cool things that I like about newsletters. One is our media intake has been kind of unbundled, right? Like 10, 20 years, well, I guess a little more than 10 years ago. Time's going by too fast. 20 years ago, you know, you watched the news on television, you had newspapers, and all your news and information was kind of bundled into one specific area. But now it's all over the place. It's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's on local news sites, it's everywhere. And so newsletters kind of give you the freedom to aggregate that information. And while the other outlets that are out there kind of have to stick to what the content they're generating themselves, you know, newsletters get to just put that together and provide value by like sort of uncluttering people's lives and giving them a clean source of kind of, here's just a few things that you can actually consume in your busy day.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is it's kind of like podcasts. There's something for everyone. You know, there are niche newsletters for basically every interest, which I think is really cool. You can dive really deep on a topic and stay up to date on that topic. And it's just a great way to consume information, at least.
I love that too. And I'm a big consumer of a lot of different newsletters. I don't know if you guys have ever checked out the Bay Area Times.
And Pomp's newsletter.
There's a bunch of newsletters out that are utilizing different styles to engage people. Some people are moved more by images than anything else. And so I think there's a lot of different opportunities to kind of play with that type of model and you know, come up with something creative that people really gravitate towards. So, I mean, I think it's very cool. So what is the future for NWA Daily? What are you guys hoping to do? I mean, we typically try to create an evergreen podcast episode, but, you know, I'd love for you maybe to share a little bit of the, spill the tea a little bit about what you hope to accomplish in the next couple of years. Because I'm here to say that you guys are here. You guys are here to stay. So you guys came originally, you weren't sure, but you guys have made some things happen, and now we have Tad. We can't let Tad down, so, you know. Well, Tad's not going to let Tad down. That's the thing. No pressure, of course. So, but what's next for the NWA Daily?
Our goal is, over the next year or two, is to eventually obtain about 10% of the market.
Okay.
Right? So if we're looking at Northwest Arkansas as a whole, maybe 500,000, 550,000 people live here. We want to have about 10% subscribe to our newsletter. We're at a healthy point now, but that's our stretch goal, and I truly believe we can get there. So if you're listening to this and aren't a subscriber, this is my plug. Subscribe.
Yeah, I love that. 10%. Yeah, because what do we – I think 576,000 is the number right now.
Okay.
Like that's – So that's
so 57,000.
Yes, I don't want to shortchange you. It is a moving target, but we want that. But no, it's funny because in my mind, I'm always like, man, if I could just get 5% of the population, that's doing something. Because when you think of it, then that means that 5% of the people walking around here listen to what I have to say.
Which is pretty wild. Really cool. One in 20 people that you
it's
see
crazy.
On the street listens to. We've been blown away by that when we talk to people. We're like, wow. I mean, I know the numbers right now. It's like 1 in 12 or whatever it is,
right.
1 in 13, but it still blows my mind every time. And 10%, we kind of got to that number by looking at what other newsletters had done that were a little more mature, but also was, you know, just a good goal for us to hit and seemed like a good realistic goal.
Yeah.
As far as we always get people asking us, you know, are you going to have an app? Are you going to do a podcast? You know, I totally get the questioning on that, but we've always been pretty hyper-focused on delivering the best content we can via the newsletter.
Yeah.
And we have added some things, like you mentioned, with the job board and event calendar. But we are, when Luke says, you know, the subscriber number, that's kind of like, that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
And we're focused on just delivering the best newsletter we can.
For those who have asked about a podcast, this is it.
Yeah.
This is all you get.
Randy's got it.
No, that's it. I appreciate that. Well, I mean, you know, I think, you know, with podcasting, there's always room for more information. And I, for the longest time, had thought, man, would it be great to see if this market could support a daily podcast Monday through Friday, kind of like Morning Brew Daily, right? Mm. I listen to that every day. Like, literally, that's one of my go-to podcasts in the morning. And just because I like the news, I like the banter between the hosts. And it's just, you know, it's just different. At some point in time in the future, this marketplace will support potentially that kind of information discourse.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think it's bound to happen. If I could be a part of it, great. If not, it's fine too. You know, maybe they'll be looking at me like the Godfather of podcasting of Northwest Arkansas and say, well, you know, if you want to do it, go through Randy and see what happens. But
we'll stand on your shoulders.
Make me an offer. Yeah, make me an offer. I can't refuse. I think the possibilities are endless, right? And not that it's nothing against traditional media, traditional news outlets or anything like that, but the democratization of information and knowledge sharing, the way that you guys do it, the way that I've tried to practice it, it's here to stay. And it's only going to get better. Technology's only going to get better. Mm. We're going to have more resources at our disposal. I mean, ChatGPT, you name it, AI is going to fundamentally change how we consume information.
Yeah. You know? I love that our medium, podcasts and newsletters, we control, right? Yeah. When you look at Meta or Twitter or Snapchat, those are controlled by other companies, right? And you're at mercy to that algorithm. You're at mercy to whatever policies they put in place.
Right.
I love that we get to control how we interact with our audience. And that's to me, that's super valuable and it provides a bit of freedom too.
It does. Yeah. We're not, what is it called? Digital sharecropping, where you're on somebody else's land sharing your message. Mm-hmm. Nobody's, I mean, your land is your email list and that email list can go wherever. It's portable. You can take it with you. You can go to another platform and do whatever you want to do and impact the lives of all of the amazing members of NWA Daily on a regular basis. So that's the beauty of kind of what we're doing. And I'm the same way where I can, you know, I can move my things around, which I have at times, but for the most part, you know, just having a platform that people can rely on and trust and know that it's there. I think it's huge.
It's huge.
It really is.
It also helps you, I think, stay true to yourself and true to your company's kind of content that you want to produce, right? Like, if you were a social media influencer over the past 5 years, you had to go from making Instagram posts that people liked to, you know, Instagram reels that people liked to TikToks that people like, and you had to change kind of maybe even the messages you were delivering because of that. But we get to stay true to ourselves and true to what the content was that we wanted to originally put out. And we're still getting to do that.
Which is nice. And every day brings a new opportunity, which is cool. So. Well, listen, before we close up, as you guys, because you guys have a plan to grow this thing, and I want our audience to help you guys part of that. And the cool thing is, like, if you go and you get an email from these guys every day, at the bottom of the email, it's an opportunity for you to share the newsletter with somebody else. And I always say sharing is caring, whether it's a podcast or a newsletter. But you guys have some really cool swag that you're giving away. So your swag game is on point. So tell us what just, you know, for people that go out and share the newsletter, I mean, again, all you're doing is sharing it with a few people that you know. And if they sign up for that, then you get eligible for some really cool swag. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the swag that you
get ready for this? Yeah, currently. So depending on when you listen to this, if you share up to five, send you a really cool Ozark sticker, and then kind of moving up the chain, depending on how many you refer, the prizes get better. And so we've got a cool NWA or Ozarks themed tote bag that we made with
natural threads.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We'll natural threads. There we go. Threads.
Okay.
So the sticker, we got a tote bag and then a really cool, awesome sweatshirt designed by Natural Threads as well that we love.
Oh, and the coffee.
Sure. And the coffee mug. Or the coffee from Monte Coffee. Yeah. A really cool women owned coffee company that we've got in touch with in Northwest Arkansas. So some really cool stuff. Yeah, please share the newsletter. It can help somebody out. Find some cool ways to connect with the community. We would really appreciate people.
And the website address they should go to?
NWADaily.com.
That's right. You guys heard it here first. NWADaily.com. If you are not subscribed to their daily newsletter, comes out Monday through Friday, and you feel uninformed about what's happening here in Northwest Arkansas, this newsletter will change that for you. So. Guys, this has been great. Thank you so much for sitting down with me. I'm glad we finally had a chance to do this. We're going to have to figure out how to collaborate on some other things. So down the line, folks, just stay tuned. I'm going to sit down with Luke, Daniel, and Tad and figure out how we can do that. But I'm really excited about NWA Daily and what they've been doing. And I kind of feel a kinship to them just because we kind of started around the same time. So I've watched them grow, I've grown, and you know, and we're all doing really interesting things in an area and in a place that we call home and that we feel a strong kinship towards, and that's Northwest Arkansas. So, and that's why it's in both of our names. So there's that. So we're all in as far as that's
concerned. We're here to stay.
We are here to stay. So guys, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. We really, really appreciate it. And Tad, if anybody wants to reach out to you editorially for anything, is there an email for that?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to reach us, if you've got great content you'd love to share, is crew, C-R-E-W, at northwestarkansasdaily.com. You do have to spell it all the way out, just NWA Daily.
Yes.
Northwest Arkansas.
It's a remnant of our old domain. Some kind sold owned NWADaily.com here and decided to sell it to us after about 2 years in or a year and a half in.
Right.
So, but crew at Northwest Arkansas Daily is where the email comes from. That's our original domain.
Okay, very cool. I like that. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys were able to get that. Domains are important. Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. If you ever want to give Tad feedback, just reply directly back.
You can reply.
And it goes to Tad.
It goes to Tad.
That may be the easiest way to.
Respond to the email.
One day we're going to get Tad to get like 34,000 like email replies.
Yes. Everyone reply today.
What's going on?
I will not
or no, maybe on your birthday. Maybe on your birthday we'll have everybody reply to you and be like, hey, man, just happy birthday, Tad. So, yeah, I love that.
Randy, thanks for having us. And thanks for doing what you do, right? Like you're a unique source of content for Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you.
That we can help promote too. So if you're subscribed to NW Daily, you'll see Randy's stuff in there all the time.
Oh, I know. I'm glad you mentioned that. I didn't even give these guys a shout out. They have over the years, especially during the pandemic and other times, as I continued to put out content, they would always highlight an episode or two that where I had a really interesting conversation. And I really do appreciate that because that does make a difference in getting more ears to the podcast. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that so much. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Well, folks, there you have it. Luke Brazel, Daniel Fritchie, and Tad Moore. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Please, please, please do me a favor. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the NWADaily.com newsletter ASAP. I will put it in the show notes. All the information, all the contact information that we discussed, as well as their goal of hitting 10% of 576,000 people that live right here in Northwest Arkansas, which is 57,600 people. That's the goal that these guys are going towards. Help them reach that goal. I know I'm going to do that. And the quicker we can do that, the quicker they'll have more resources at their disposal to do and bring amazing content and information to you Monday through Friday here in Northwest Arkansas. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. As always, tune in to us every Monday. We have a brand new episode, rain or shine, of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. And any cool information that you want to learn about us, you can learn by visiting our website at iamnorthwestarkansas.com. You can subscribe to us on every major podcasting platform, including YouTube. And that's about it. And we also have videos coming out on a regular basis. So check out those videos and let us know what you think and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Randy Wilburn, the host of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, and I'll see you back here next week. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit iamnorthwestarkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.
Attention, Northwest Arkansas businesses and talent seekers. Introducing Onboard NWA.com, your hyperlocal job board crafted for our unique community. Struggling to find the perfect match for your job openings? Onboard NWA simplifies the hiring process, connecting you with the region's top talent through tailored talent matching solutions. Whether you're an employer seeking expertise or a professional looking for your next opportunity, Onboard NWA is here for you. Discover more at onboardnwa.com and let's build the future of Northwest Arkansas together.